Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To more of the Abe TL Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game. A little callback, if you will. So earlier when we were discussing Eminem's new song and kind of a throwback from him to his older style, if you will. I wouldn't say previous version, whatever you want to call it. But good stuff from Dom. I do love that song. And it's made its way onto a number of phones in the playlist.
Absolutely.
Keep sticking around that one. So some of them kind of have dated out, and that's obviously going to happen with Eminem's style from back in the day. I'll tell you what my favorite thing is from listening back to older hip-hop songs, like songs that I grew up with, is the athlete references.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to think. Nelly's got a couple songs, and obviously Nelly was a big sports guy, pretty good athlete on his own right. But he used a lot of name drops and mentions and references in his music from back in the day. And some of them are like, I don't think people nowadays have ever heard that guy as a basketball player. Or like I'm trying to think like which one I'm thinking of, but there was one. And I do a weird thing where, like, I know where I was when I heard it and had this thought.
Yeah,
like, I know where on my dog walk I was because it was a different part of the walk. We had extended. I know exactly where I was where I was thinking it last time I heard it. I was like, huh, that's a wild reference to think about nowadays.
Right.
Like old school references in people like name dropping Gary Payton. From like mid to late 90s,
mm-hmm.
That's not a thing nowadays. Like people don't understand.
Yeah, people. It's not as big. You got a couple people keeping it alive though.
No, I don't even mean like name dropping current. I mean like people, younger people listening to hip hop don't even know Gary Payton.
They know his son.
Sure. Imagine they go back and listen. It's like, what was he like in high school this time? How could they know?
Right.
Yeah, I do love old school name drops though. The references, but it does date the song. Like there's no denying that it does date the song. So that's what you get. But yeah, Eminem's new song, or again, it's not his only new song, but it is it? Is it only new song? He got a couple out, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's got a couple. It seems like he's got an album dropping soon.
It feels like that, and I'm interested, and I don't really pay attention to albums anymore. Like I kind of just whatever they're putting out as a single, like I'll dive into. But I'm not gonna go out and try and like figure out which tracks on the albums are my favorite that aren't re-released, stuff like that. So Like, you know, Olivia Rodrigo's coming to State Farm Arena in a couple weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I would go see that. But I also would only know, like, 12 of her songs. Yeah, yeah. Like, eight. And I like her stuff. Like, same with Billie Eilish. Like, I know a lot of her songs. But I only know the mainstream ones. Like, even if I had wanted to go to the Eras Tour.
Right, right.
Because I like Taylor Swift, too. But I'm not an album enjoyer of Taylor Swift.
That's fine. I mean, hey.
And so I can't.
You're not going to know
40-something songs. Like, cuts. I might know 12 of them, 14 of them.
Yeah.
Depending on which one she played. But, like, I'm not a huge, like, live concert person anyways. Just live music is, like, whatever.
Man.
It's just not. Totally opposite. I don't have a problem with other people doing it, but it's just not for me. And like, so I went to Billy Joel, and like, I knew every song there like that,
right,
but like,
right.
I don't know, maybe Ludacris. I would know every song that Ludacris did.
Okay.
I'm trying to think like other artists where I'd like definitely.
I was just gonna say, is there not like an artist from that's more recent?
No,
right.
No.
No,
I mean,
not a chance.
No. Like in
Ludacris is the most recent artist for you?
I got a lot of T.I. albums.
Okay.
I got a lot of John Legend albums, but I think he's also got some new stuff after I kind of bailed on him.
Fair.
Got tired of the message, man. Fair. We get it. You love her. We got it. Thanks, man. Find something else to say. So I did kind of bail on John Legend. So I think he had like one or two albums. Yeah, I don't. I like it. It might maybe T.I. I don't know like what the last album I got from him is, and if he's had it. I don't think he's had anything new that I'm aware of recently.
Yeah, I feel like maybe
but
within like the
there
last
may have been
years.
Like an album way back in the day that came out that I missed. Like did he have an album after what was it like? Paperboy, was that him?
Paper Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a few
since
then.
So maybe I missed out on that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, in terms of other artists, like, again, I don't know albums. I just know, like, the big
hits.
So, like, I could probably go to, like I said, like, Billie Eilish. Like, Olivia Rodrigo's only, as far as I know, only has two albums. Guts and Sour. And then did she have a new one, or was the new one Sour? So I think she only has two albums. So like, I would know, but again, the album stuff, I don't know. It's just the hits.
That's fair. Listen, some people aren't album people. It's okay.
I was growing up because you listened to you bought the CDs and that was
a natural progression as you get older.
How many albums does Pastor Troy have?
Because
I think I own three of his albums. I don't know how many he put out. So, I mean, I have three of them, but honestly, I haven't listened to the most recent one I have in so long. I don't know if I have. I wouldn't have all his down either. But I mean, I got three Pastor Troy albums. That might be. But also, there's like stuff that gets released that I wouldn't, you know. If it's not in album form and CD form for the guys I like, then I probably wouldn't hear it. But anyways, I don't know. I'm not a great live music listener, so that's where you go. But, you don't think there's artists that, like, they could play a song from, like, one of their older albums and you'd be like, oh, I totally do not remember this song. Like, think there's
sure.
more, like... I'm telling you, I can go to a Billy Joel concert and I will know every song. Like, I don't think that he's put out a song that I'm not familiar with. It may not be my favorite song. I may not remember, like, every word to it. But it certainly wouldn't be a situation where I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
I think he's probably the only one. And like I said, probably Ludacris, but there may have been
a few that slipped through the cracks.
I feel like I have like seven Ludacris CDs. Like, well, so I never bought Back for the First Time because I had the first one. And I know a lot of it was the same, and then maybe there were like four songs added on to Back for the First Time.
Version, something like that.
Something. And then, you know, obviously then it went to you know, chicken and beer, and from there is off to the races. But there also might be like song, like maybe I don't know every song Luda's put out on like soundtracks. Like I know Too Fast, Too Furious, right? Yeah, are there other soundtracks that he's done songs for that maybe I would have missed? Like probably.
Ooh, maybe.
Possibly. Yeah. So maybe that's what falls through the cracks on me.
Probably.
Something like that. All right. I got a lot to get to, and we wasted time talking about my pathetic knowledge of music. So let's go ahead and get to it. Let's go OTP.
It may be the ATL show, but it's bigger than just Atlanta. It's time to go outside the perimeter.
Spanning the globe. Spanning the globe.
On the ATL show, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, so a lot of different things I want to get to, and I'll send some of this to the back because if we don't get to it, I kind of touched on it with Jason Longshore a little bit ago in terms of Euros and Copa America. I'll start here, I guess. Bronny James made his summer league debut. Is his picture still on the front page of ESPN? Like, are we still doing that? Or now they have like other stuff because they're showcasing their own WNBA game, which I got on the Aces and the Dallas Wings. We'll talk WNBA in a second. Bronny James, though, made his summer debut. He was on the front page for like 24 hours after, let me see, let's count them up. 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points. 4 points for Bronny. 2 of 9 shooting, 0 of 3 from deep. And look, the Atlanta Hawks will get a little Bronny action in Summer League as well in a couple of weeks or at the end of next week, I guess, whatever that timeline is. But there you go. Obviously, a slow start for Bronny. And he'll adjust. And he's got to shoot better to make an impact. And we'll see how that goes. But that's what the big news was in the first couple of moments of Summer League was Bronny James. Sticking with basketball, Greece behind Giannis beat Luka Doncic and Slovenia in a last chance qualifier. And so Giannis and Greece will participate in the Olympics. Luka Doncic will not. He is out of the Olympics, and obviously his country, his team, more so than just him. I think I saw a stat yesterday where he played all but 87 seconds of the first half. And in those 87 seconds, his team was minus 10. Like, he can't come off the floor for them. Not going to have to worry about it, which is honestly probably a good thing. He had a very long season in the NBA going all the way to the NBA Finals. Sure, Mavericks fans don't hate the idea of him taking a little bit of time off. But then again, we've seen chubby Luka when he has time off. So who knows? Who knows what sort of? I mean, I'm not one to speak, but I think you get the point.
Luka Doncic, as they like to call
him. Yeah, there you go. Caitlin Clark recorded her first career triple-double. It is the first, I think I saw it was the first ever by a rookie in WNBA history. Just a monumental accomplishment for her. A big win over the New York Liberty. Not to be outdone, though. Angel Reese. And look, this is like the Luka Trey for the WNBA. At least it's starting in this manner. And these two are always going to be compared, and they are getting after it in terms of the rookie of the year vote. Angel Reese continues her double-double streak. I think it's up to 12 games now. An opportunity to extend that a little bit later today. They got a game at 6 o'clock due to the Chicago Sky. And I'll tell you what, with all due respect to Caitlin Clark, if I had a vote personally, and I very clearly do not, if I had a vote right now, Angel Reese would get my Rookie of the Year vote. That does not mean there's a big gap. It does not mean that a little slide from one or the other could make the difference. But both are doing some incredible things. We obviously just mentioned the triple-double, the double-double record as well. I'm surprised Angel Reese has been this effective. And not from the points aspect. Every time I look, she's got like 16 boards, 18 boards, like huge numbers. And I didn't know how active she would be down low with Cardoza also on that squad. And Cardoza is just a huge lady. When you see them stand next to each other, you're like, my goodness, I thought Angel Reese was tall. Look at Camila Cardoza. But Angel Reese is so active. I did not think that the rebounding numbers would translate from college to the WNBA in the manner that they have. But I'm happy to admit I was wrong. And we talked about this last week. It's going to be interesting to see them pair up on the WNBA All-Star team. I got Wimbledon going on right now. Top-ranked female Iga Swiatek was shocked and bounced out in the third round. Danielle Collins in the round four. Watching Coco Gauff and Emma Navarro, both Americans, and right now Coco Gauff is on the ropes. She dropped the first set after being broken at 5-4, and now she's been broken a couple times, and she is trailing right now 5-2 in what would be the deciding set if Emma Navarro can close it out. So could be Coco Gauff being sent home. Jess Pegula also already sent home. Madison Keys, a real tough loss today. It was 5-5 in the third and deciding set. She had some leg injuries and could not continue. Had to retire in that one. A tough go, and she was obviously very emotional walking off the court. In terms of the men's, Djokovic and Taylor Fritz were winners yesterday. They're into the fourth round. See if I can get an update here on Tommy Paul. It looked like he was performing quite well early in his match. But he's another American. Ben Shelton goes out earlier today to Yannick Sinner. Ben Shelton's fun to watch, but it's tough for him to compete against some of these top players. Tommy Paul has moved on in round four, so he's going to be into round five. And that Yannick Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz also moving on to round five as well. So field's starting to shape up. That's, I think, you're into either the quarters or the round of 16, depending on what day of play you're in. So there you go. All right, that's going to do it for Outside the Perimeter. Got a little bit of soccer talk as well. We'll get to that in the final segment. But coming up next, it is over at Truist Park. The Atlanta Braves have taken the series from the Phillies. What does it mean? We'll talk about that. Maybe get some of your phone calls as well. Maybe I'm underreacting. Maybe you're overreacting. Let's figure it out together. If you want to get in and chat about the Braves taking this one from the Phillies, 404-726-0929. We'll do that on the other side on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More of the ATL Show.
Your everyman's dream. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I told you, Dom, I was pretty confident I know every Billy Joel song. And so if this is one of his, I'm not familiar. I don't think it is. Sounds like there's some piano, though. I'm just saying.
No, that's not Billy Joel.
I didn't think so. Welcome back in. It's the ABTL Show. live in the Kia Studios. Abe Gordon here, Dom Taroski as well. You can follow me on Twitter /X at Abe Gordon. Speaking of that social media site, was doing a little browsing here in the break. Got a little bit of breaking news, nothing too serious, not too big of a deal, but the Georgia Bulldogs have flipped a 4-star cornerback from the South Carolina Gamecocks to Georgia. He's ranked as the number 8th cornerback in the class of 2025. And our man Rusty Mansell says this is a guy who might be pushing a 5-star ranking by the time all is said and done. And now you just have to add, is it 5-star because Georgia's got him? Or the 5? And you know how that goes with some of these players. But again, number 8 ranked cornerback in the class of 2025, according to On3. So Shamari Earls right there. Big get for Georgia. I don't know how many times I can say big get. Like every like 4 days, there's like, this guy's leaving this historic program to join Kirby. I'm like, all right, sure. All right, 404-726-0929. The Atlanta Braves take the series from the Philadelphia Phillies. It is the second series that they have won over them, going back to the season opening series. But they do remain 8 games back in the NL East. And look, I'd rather win the series than not win the series. I'm not trying to say otherwise, but I don't think that this series win at this point in the season is changing the course of the year, at least not in terms of the regular season. But how do you feel? 404-726-0929. Since this game is over and we have a little bit of time to react before we hand things off to Grant McCauley, let me know what you're thinking. Am I underreacting to the Atlanta Braves taking another series from the Phillies, this one at home, albeit without Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, which, as I've said, you know that's going to be the talking point in Philly, is, yeah, we were, wasn't our full team. We'll see them later this year, and they'll find out what's what. And maybe we do. Maybe we do. But we also handed it to Ranger Suarez, and that's something that hadn't happened for him really at any point this season either. So, look, there's a lot of good that comes out of this. It's just not so much good that I'm ready to state here that the race for the NL East is on. It's going to take more than that, and you are still 8 games back after today, and that is just not a close enough number for me to say that the Phillies are going to start looking over their shoulders. I just don't think they're there right now. Doesn't mean they can't get there or won't get there, but I wouldn't say they're there right now with the mindset that the Braves are coming. The Braves are coming. I don't know. But maybe I'm underreacting. And if you feel that's the case, 404-726-0929. Ronaldo Lopez was simply outstanding today. He pitches enough innings to now qualify for the NL ERA lead. He's got essentially a half run better than everyone else in the National League. And certainly the Braves tallying a couple of runs on Ranger Suarez helps him open up that gap. So that's what we have there. We also had a very strong outing from Spencer Schwellen. If anything gives me like a boost of confidence running forward right now, it might be that Spencer Schwellenbach outing. I mean, look, Reynaldo Lopez enters that discussion too, because he did go on regular rest, which they hadn't done much, and he was simply outstanding. And I think a lot of people are kind of treating Reynaldo Lopez as they did Bryce Elder last year, where it's like, all right, it's a really good first half. Like, when's the shoe going to drop? How is he against really good lineups? Stuff like that. And I think today he was outstanding and really showed something from a couple of manners. In one being, he kind of did something we hadn't asked him to do much of, which is pitch on a regular spot in the rotation, no extra days rest. So if anything, the back end of your rotation, Schwellenbach and Ronaldo Lopez, that was as big a takeaway as anything, along with, and this isn't new, but it's just like, man, their bullpen for the Braves is so good. Like, I know that here and there they're going to give up runs. No one's going to go game over game, like, with just completely scoreless. But they really are. The arms that they can bring out of the bullpen. Today it was Aaron Bummer and Dylan Lee. Obviously, you know, on a tighter game, you might have Joe Jimenez and AJ Minter and Raisel Iglesias. We've seen Grant Holmes look very good, and the bullpen is loaded, so that's nice to see as well. 404-726-0929. What are your big takeaways from a series win? Maybe I'm underreacting a little bit. What do you guys have to say? We start off with Scott in Atlanta. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Good. I hope you had a good fourth and everything. I wanted to talk about the Braves and kind of address what you've been saying. I think you are underestimating the series win a little bit, and I'll tell you why. It's just my opinion, but I'll tell you what I think. It's been pivotal right now with how bad the offensive has been playing that we stop the bleeding and we get some wins. So I think every single win, every single hit, every single home run right now is crucial, not only from a win standpoint and remaining competitive, but also from a mental standpoint. And today in particular, we saw, I think it was that red hot inning. I don't remember what inning it was, but several players, including Matt Olson, hit a home run, and which is good because he's been in a really bad slump. And also Jared Kelnick, who has been a very big pleasant surprise ever since Acuna went down. I mean, who would have thought that he'd, you know, do as well as he's done in the leadoff spot? But, you know, I think you can always say that once the playoffs come around, we'll have that Phillies hurdle. But right now, I don't even think we have the luxury of thinking that far out. I think right now we just need to play competitive, sound baseball, and this was a step in the right direction. And I think the pitching has been huge. I didn't foresee Lopez playing this well at all. And Schwarnbach, like you said, has been playing well. But right now it's just we need to get in the step in the right direction before we ever think about postseason baseball. And we need to make sure that we're, you know, step in the right direction and not too far out from, you know, where the Phillies are. Because I think before we came in this series, we were a game above the Padres for the wild card spot. So if we kept playing bad, we would have, you know, lost that lead. And we want to make sure we get in the playoffs. So I think this was a big step in the right direction. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I think Scott's kind of actually saying the same thing I am in a different manner. And what I mean when I'm talking about am I underreacting to this series win is I'm not viewing this as a jumping off point for us to chase down the Phillies. It is an important series victory. I'm not trying to take away from that. And I do think it can kind of get the ball rolling a little bit as you have a week before the All-Star break. But I guess what I mean is I don't feel like we're going to look back at this early July series as the day the NL East changed. And I still think he's right for a couple of things. He was referring to the 5-run second inning that included a solo home run from Adam Duvall, a 3-run home run from Jared Kelnick, and a solo home run from Matt Olson. Runs in multiple run innings have been tough to come by for the Atlanta Braves, if that's what it takes to get them going. But I guess from my perspective, look, it's a good win. You certainly want to wrap up the homestand, a 9-game homestand, in the right manner, but I also don't maybe look at this with an 8-game NL East deficit as the start of chasing this team down. I'm less worried about that and more worried about getting your ducks in a row, adding what you can ahead of the trade deadline, and getting into the playoffs playing a good brand of ball. And if it's because that's the wild card, then so be it. Let's continue on the phones taking your Braves calls, 404-726-0929. What did this series win over the Phillies mean to you? That's what we're talking about today here on the Abe TL Show. Kevin is in Auburn. What's up, Kevin? Kevin, you there?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
Hey, so I'm thinking along the same lines as you, man. To be honest, you know, as much as I hate, you know, the Phillies fans are going to make excuses, you know, obviously, no JT Realmuto, no Bryce Harper. Honestly, you've got to at least win the series. We really should have came out of it with a sweep. My big takeaway, I think, was Spencer Schwellenbach. He looked great. And for us to add another really good starter to the rotation is huge. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think it really changed anything. You needed to come away with this series, especially after the disappointing series against the Giants, who are starting to heat up a little bit. But really, they're still sort of a mid-tier team. You know, moving forward, we just have to do something at the trade deadline. We can't be trotting out Eli White or Forrest Wall or any of these other guys. So I'm with you, man. I don't think it was huge. It's good that you got a win, but there's still a lot that that we need to work on moving forward. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, I appreciate the call there. Here's kind of the other aspect of this. I'm not overly positive because of the series win. I can tell you what, though. I would have been overly negative. Right? Like, if this had been a series loss and that lead is 10 games, that's it. Now, I'm pretty close to saying that's it, but I'm not there yet in regards to chasing down the Phillies in the NL East. I think there's still some time, and you don't know how the season plays out in terms of they might deal with injuries. Who knows what sort of madman Michael Harris might be when he comes back. And the other thing about adding another starter, and I know this is like not necessarily the biggest thing in the world that's going to excite everyone, but Ian Anderson threw 3 1/3 no-hit baseball before Rain ended his outing. 5 strikeouts in those 3 1/3. You just sort of wonder what sort of buildup he needs before he's able to get up here and try and impact a major league club. And if Double A is holding out as long as he can to see if Anderson can be the guy they need in the rotation as opposed to adding elsewhere. I wonder that a little bit. All right, we're going to come back. I got some more to say about the Atlanta Braves. A couple of moves were made this week. We'll talk about what they mean for the squad. We'll talk some Braves and get your thoughts on what this series win means. At least how you feel about it. And maybe squeeze a little Hawks in as well. That's what's coming back. It's the ABTL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
The weekend sports talk rolls on.
It's the ABTL Show.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You'd throw a Billy Joel song at some point after I made that comment, and I didn't know how obscure you'd go. I wasn't sure how obscure you were going to go, so that's what I was waiting on. This one, obviously, a mainstreamer.
Yeah,
I used to karaoke this song quite a bit, so very, very familiar with Moving Out slash Anthony song. Yeah, that's all good. So, yeah, if you missed it earlier, we're talking about musical artists who I think, or you think for your preference, you probably know every song they've put out. And it might, and by the way, I probably don't know every single song Billy Joel put out, because I know he had an instrumental only album, Fantasies, and I forgot what it is. And so, like, that one, maybe not, but I think you get the point. And I'm sure there are a couple of like super deep cuts that I'm not familiar with at some point, but I'm pretty good. Like the percentage is pretty high. And then we mentioned Ludacris, and that's probably it. Like, that's probably it for me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like who my artist would be that I could say, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard just about every song from them.
I think it's going to be way less than people think.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. And, obviously, the Swifties probably kind of lean a little bit differently than your normal musical partaker.
Yeah, I was gonna say, now that I'm thinking about it, like there's a few rap artists. I think the biggest artist, just because I was a big fan of theirs when they first came out, and so like I just really stuck with everything, even though their sound kind of changed a little bit. The Weeknd, probably for me, is an artist that I know for a fact, like, I've heard. I know for a fact I've heard at least, like, 95% of this.
How many albums does he have? Like, is it, like, 3 or is it, like, 7?
So, he had, like, 3 mixtapes kind of deal that he did when he first came out that all three of those eventually got like lumped into one album. So like all together, I think he has technically like five.
Okay. That's kind of in the middle ground of like too many albums. You probably missed a couple versus like so few albums. You definitely know every song sort of ground. So yeah, I mean, again, I like The Weeknd, but I wouldn't come anywhere close to knowing all of his stuff. At Wimbledon, Coco Gauff is out. American Emma Navarro upset her fellow countrywoman today in straight sets, and will advance on. And so that's where you have Ben Shelton was also knocked out today by top-seeded Jannik Sinner, Danielle Collins, and I believe Tommy Paul move on as well. Continuing to talk about the Atlanta Braves, and we're, 45 minutes now from the All-Star reserves being announced, and going to be very interesting to see who does and doesn't make it for the Braves. It's probably a little bit too late for Ronaldo Lopez to have today's start factored in, but certainly that would have been beneficial. Max Fried was Friday's outing factored in. Is that one start maybe cost him being an All-Star? I don't know. You've got Chris Sale to me feels like the one lock that's on the Braves. Ozuna's kind of in no man's land. And the thing about Ozuna is he's probably your first choice if Kyle Schwarber doesn't return in time from his injury, right? Because Kyle Schwarber passed Ozuna in the fan voting and was going up into phase two and obviously didn't win phase two. Shohei Ohtani ran away with it. But if Schwarber isn't healthy enough to make it to the All-Star game, does Marcell Ozuna slide in there? Maybe. We can talk about it all we want. Realistically, the Jesse Chavez story. And look, Chavez has been incredibly strong this year. But the stats that people cherry pick for relievers, middle relievers just don't have it. And so you can talk to me about whip and holds and ERA, strikeout to walk ratio, all this stuff. But like without saves, it's just incredibly difficult for a middle reliever to get there. The alternative is there's a great storyline and you're hoping someone does something special. Like that's the Jesse Chavez route to the All-Star game. Is you're hoping someone who's picking the reserve does something special because it's going to be very tough for him to get in terms of familiarity by fans, certainly by vote, even by stats. So that's kind of what you're holding out for. But the other thing is if you're taking Sale and Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried, you're not also going to take Chavez. I'll be honest, I would trade Fried and Ronaldo Lopez All-Star berths for one Jesse Chavez this year. Like if it would be Sale and Chavez, no Ozuna, no Fried, no Ronaldo Lopez, I'd make that deal. And so we'll find out. I think that's coming out. Well, it'll start to come out at 5:30. Who knows how long that show will ultimately be between the All-Star reserves being announced. The Braves brought back one of their own, if you will. Eddie Rosario, look, he's back. No one should be surprised that he signed a deal to get back with the Atlanta Braves. Here's what I would be surprised by. If it matters, like if he has any impact, and I'm not trying to be mean, but just being realistic, like this is a guy that hit 187. He got 7 home runs and 26 RBIs. 6 of his home runs came in May. Like his last home run was May 24th. And so he went all June, no deep ones, and then obviously the early couple days here in July. He did hit a triple in his first game back with the Braves. He's signed a minor league deal, so he's with the minor league squad. He went 1-for-4, hit a triple in his first one back. So that's where you go. Michael Harris had some comments about his rehab. Talked about he's not fully sprinting yet, but he feels pretty good about where his leg is. Says he was surprised, considering there's a grade 2 strain that his hamstring's not in a worse condition at this part of his rehab. So maybe a little bit of good news, but obviously still feels like he's quite a bit of ways from returning. I wouldn't imagine anything until at least after the All-Star break, and who knows how much further beyond that it could be. Again, we are taking you up to five. You got Grant McCauley following me, and so he should have a lot more of these discussions, including a reminder of Ian Anderson. 3 1/3 no hits before his inning. His start was ended by rain, 5 strikeouts, and just kind of wondering what the buildup is. He's still at a very low level. He's in Augusta, but you do wonder what the buildup is and what he's going to require before he's given another chance. Could it be as few as 2 starts? Are we looking at like 8 more starts as he progresses through? I don't have an answer, by the way. I'm just posing hypothetical questions, and maybe Grant will answer them on the way home. Because I got to make a stop to get Arby's, so I got some extra time in the car. So
we're switching it up. No Taco Bell this time.
No. I don't know, man. Like, the thing with Taco Bell in terms of me getting it home is I need to be able to eat it immediately, or else the shell will become, you know, it's going to break at some point.
And also, by the way, I'm probably just you and I love it whenever we have our deep dive into Taco Bell.
I mean, I can keep going. The thing for me is I know I'm going to get home and have to walk Chipper. And so we're going to be 25 minutes or so from when I would hypothetically pick up the Taco Bell, get home, take Chipper out, and be able to sit back down. The taco shell's not going to hold.
Yeah, true.
It's not going to hold for 25 minutes. There's just no shot of it. At that point, you can't get certain menu items because you know it's not going to be the same when you get back.
Yeah, yeah.
Crunchwrap Supreme will be not crunch. It'll just be
a little soggy, a little mushy. Yeah.
And so you got to keep that in mind. So, and by the way, I love Arby's. If Arby's was where the Taco Bell was, it'd be the same thing. Like, I'd have the same problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
love Arby's.
The thing for me is that Arby's is just not quite on my way home, or excuse me, not near my house. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Papa John's, Subway, McDonald's are all kind of within the realm of, like, I can go get them anytime. They tore down a Burger King. I think I've mentioned this a long time ago. They're putting back up a Burger King, the new and improved.
Okay.
Can't wait, man. I mean, it's a Burger King. Like, it's not like it's going to have deals.
Yeah.
But it's going to be nicer, I guess. So that's going to work itself back into the conversation as well. Arby's, if it were closer. Chick-fil-A, if it were closer, would be regular spots. But kind of have to go a little more out of my way than I would like to get to those. And so Arby's, maybe if I'm feeling super lazy, I'll just Uber Eats it. But it ends up costing so much that it's tough. It's tough to do that, or DoorDash or whatever version it is.
Yeah, unless I get like some sort of deal where it's like free delivery, or like the delivery is like less than.
Honestly, the delivery, somehow it always adds up to more than because then you still are doing a tip, and it's
exactly.
I could have just got an extra, original roast beef I had just gone there myself. And so, yeah, Arby's is tough, but there's one kind of on the way home, so I'll slide out there today and handle it from there. Now, I mean, I still have some pizza left there. You saw me last night late for the game. I brought a large Papa John's. Now, I did the inverse yesterday. As opposed to picking it up right before I get home, I picked it up after I left and brought it here. But I still have 2 slices of that large Pep. You know,
got some stuff.
Well, I got that pickup special, right? You know, $8.99
$7.99,
whatever it costs for large one topping out of that Papa John's. So you try and get that deal. I had $10 in Papa dough that I could spend. And so, the pizza didn't cost that much. You know, took care of business. I had some chicken with it and had
a good
little menu there. We got just like 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm not really going to get back into the Hawks. I'll have some opportunities, hopefully, in the next couple of days. Summer League, though, I'm just telling you, I'm going to be locked in. And I don't remember the last time I was like, I mean, you know me. Like, if it's on TV and I'm home, I'll probably put it on.
Right.
But that's not what this is going to be. Like, Summer League this season for me in regards to the Atlanta Hawks is not going to be like, well, I'm home and I have a fourth TV, so let's just kind of throw it up. No, I think Summer League is going to be like intense focus and paying attention to. Because I'll be honest, like as much as I defend and argued in favor of Zachary Risacher, I haven't seen a lot of him. I did a lot of reading. I don't take anything away from highlights. Anyone can have a highlight tape. Right. But I did a lot of reading. I believe the hype. I believe the potential, and that's all good and well, but I want to see it too. And you've got a situation where we already talked about it. You're going to be playing Bronny James at some point in the Summer League. You got four games. And you're also going to be playing the opener is going to be against the Washington Wizards on Friday. And Alex Saar. And you know, so I am going to be incredibly interested in how things look. And it's not just Risacher, by the way. We've got Kobe Bufkin as well. Kind of want to see what he's doing in terms of the guard play and kind of what his role will be. I thought there was maybe going to be an opportunity for Dyson Daniels and see what he could do in Summer League. He is not going to be with the Summer League, but that's because he's going to be with the Australian national team into the Olympics. So that's what you got there. But again, very interested in Summer League. Their first game is Friday, this coming Friday. So we'll have more discussion throughout the week on Atlanta Hawks Summer League action. That's going to do it here on the Abe TL Show. I want to thank Dom Cherosky for his work today. You can hit me up when I'm off the air on Twitter at Abe Gordon. As regular, I will be with Andy and Randy throughout the week. Also, a little bit of United coverage. Actually, I'm going away next weekend, a little baseball trip. Headed to Houston, checking out the Astros and a couple other squads. So should be pretty fun. But that's going to do it for me now. Coming right up, it is Grant McCauley from the Diamond with a lot of things to talk about, including the Atlanta Braves taking another series from the Philadelphia Phillies. More Braves discussion coming your way with Grant McCauley right here. That'll do it for me, Abe Gordon, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Your hand and the spoon up your nose. Ooh, when you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend sports talk rolls on.
It's the ATL Show.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See, I figured you'd throw a Billy Joel song at some point after I made that comment, and I didn't know how obscure you'd go. I wasn't sure how obscure you were going to go. So that's what I was waiting on. This one, obviously, a mainstreamer.
Yeah.
I used
favorites.
To karaoke this song quite a bit. So, very, very familiar with Moving Out / Anthony song. Yeah, that's all good. So, yeah, if you missed it earlier, we're talking about musical artists who I think, or you think, for your preference, you probably know every song they've put out. And it might, and by the way, I probably don't know every single song Billy Joel put out, because I know he had an instrumental only album, Fantasies, and I forgot what it is. And so, like, that one, maybe not, but I think you get the point. And I'm sure there are a couple of, like, super deep cuts that I'm not familiar with at some point, but I'm pretty good. Like the percentage is pretty high. And then we mentioned Ludacris, and that's probably it. Like, that's probably it for me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, who my artist would be that I could say, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard just about every song from them.
I think it's going to be way less than people think.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. And I obviously, the Swifties probably kind of lean a little bit differently than your normal musical partaker.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that I'm thinking about it, like, there's a few rap artists. I think the biggest artist, just because I was a big fan of theirs when they first came out, and so, like, I just really stuck with everything, even though their sound kind of changed a little bit. The Weeknd, probably, for me, is an artist that I know for a fact, like, I've heard. I know for a fact I've heard at least, like, 95% of this.
How many albums does he have? Like, is it, like, 3 or is it, like, 7?
So, he had, like, 3 mixtapes kind of deal that he did when he first came out, that all 3 of those eventually got, like, lumped into 1 album. So, like, all together, I think he has technically, like, 5.
Okay. That's kind of in the middle ground of, like, too many albums, you probably missed a couple, versus, like, so few albums, you definitely know every song, sort of ground. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like The Weeknd, but I wouldn't come anywhere close to knowing all of his stuff. At Wimbledon, Coco Gauff is out. American Emma Navarro upset her fellow countrywoman today in straight sets, and will advance on. And so that's where you have Ben Shelton was also knocked out today by top seeded Yannick Sinner, Danielle Collins, and I believe Tommy Paul move on as well. Continuing to talk about the Atlanta Braves, and we're, 45 minutes now from the All-Star reserves being announced, and going to be very interesting to see who does and doesn't make it for the Braves. It's probably a little bit too late for Ronaldo Lopez to have today's start factored in, but certainly that would have been beneficial. Max Fried was Friday's outing factored in. Is that one start maybe cost him being an All-Star? I don't know. You've got Chris Sale, to me, feels like the one lock that's on the Braves. Ozuna's kind of in no man's land. And the thing about Ozuna is he's probably your first choice if Kyle Schwarber doesn't return in time from his injury. Right, because Kyle Schwarber passed Ozuna in the fan voting and was going up into phase two, and obviously didn't win phase two. Shohei Ohtani ran away with it. But if Schwarber isn't healthy enough to make it to the All-Star game, does Marcell Ozuna slide in there? Maybe. We can talk about it all we want. Realistically, the Jesse Chavez story, and look, Chavez has been incredibly strong this year. But the stats that people cherry pick for relievers, middle relievers just don't have it. And so you can talk to me about whip and holds and ERA, strikeout to walk ratio, all this stuff. But like without saves, it's just incredibly difficult for a middle reliever to get there. The alternative is there's a great storyline, and you're hoping someone does something special. Like that's the Jesse Chavez route to the All-Star game. Is you're hoping someone who's picking the reserve does something special, because it's going to be very tough for him to get in terms of Familiarity by fans, certainly by vote, even by stats. So that's kind of what you're holding out for. But the other thing is, if you're taking Sale and Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried, you're not also going to take Chavez. I'll be honest. I would trade Fried and Ronaldo Lopez all-star bursts for one Jesse Chavez this year. Like, if it would be Sale and Chavez, no Ozuna, no Fried, no Ronaldo Lopez, I'd make that deal. And so we'll find out. I think that's coming out. Well, it'll start to come out at 5:30. Who knows how long that show will ultimately be between the All-Star reserves being announced. The Braves brought back one of their own, if you will. Eddie Rosario. Look, he's back. No one should be surprised that he signed a deal to get back with the Atlanta Braves. Here's what I would be surprised by. If it matters, like if he has any impact, and I'm not trying to be mean, but just being realistic, like this is a guy that hit 187. He got 7 home runs and 26 RBIs. 6 of his home runs came in May. Like his last home run was May 24th. And so he went all June, no deep ones, and then obviously the early couple days here in July. He did hit a triple in his first game back with the Braves. He's signed a minor league deal, so he's with the minor league squad. He went 1-for-4, hit a triple in his first one back. So that's where you go. Michael Harris had some comments about his rehab. Talked about he's not fully sprinting yet, but he feels pretty good about where his leg is. Says he was surprised, considering it was a grade 2 strain, that his hamstring's not in a worse condition at this part of his rehab. So maybe a little bit of good news, but obviously still feels like he's quite a bit of ways from a turning. I wouldn't imagine anything until at least after the All-Star break, and who knows how much further beyond that it could be. Again, we are taking you up to 5. You got Grant McCauley following me, and so he should have a lot more of these discussions, including a reminder of Ian Anderson. 3 1/3 no hits before his inning. His start was ended by rain, 5 strikeouts, and just kind of wondering what the buildup is. He's still at a very low level. He's in Augusta, but you do wonder what the buildup is and what he's going to require before he's given another chance. Could it be as few as 2 starts? Are we looking at like 8 more starts as he progresses through? What exactly? I don't have an answer, by the way. I'm just posing hypothetical questions, and maybe Grant will answer them on the way home. Because I got to make a stop to get Arby's, so I got some extra time in the car. So
we're switching it up. No Taco Bell this time.
No. I don't know, man. Like, the thing with Taco Bell in terms of me getting it home is I need to be able to eat it immediately, or else the shell will become, it's going to break at some point.
And also, by the way, I'm sure it's probably just you and I. I love it whenever we have our deep dive into Taco Bell.
I mean, I can keep going. The thing for me is I know I'm going to get home and have to walk Chipper. And so we're going to be 25 minutes or so from when I would hypothetically pick up the Taco Bell, get home, take Chipper out, and be able to sit back down. The taco shell's not going to hold.
Yeah, true.
It's not going to hold for 25 minutes. There's just no shot of it. At that point, you can't get certain menu items because you know it's not going to be the same when you get back.
Yeah.
Crunchwrap Supreme will be not crunch. It'll just be a little
soggy, a little mushy. Yeah.
And so you got to keep that in mind. So, and by the way, I love Arby's. If Arby's was where the Taco Bell was, it'd be the same thing. Like, I'd have the same problem.
Yeah.
So like,
love Arby's.
The thing for me is that Arby's is just not quite on my way home, or excuse me, not near my house. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Papa John's, Subway, McDonald's are all kind of within the realm of, like, I can go get them anytime. They tore down a Burger King. I think I've mentioned this a long time ago. They're putting back up a Burger King. Okay. The new and improved.
Okay.
Can't wait, man. I mean, it's a Burger King. Like, it's not like it's going to have deals.
Yeah.
But it's going to be nicer, I guess. So that's going to work itself back into the conversation as well. Arby's, if it were closer. Chick-fil-A, if it were closer, would be regular spots. But kind of have to go a little more out of my way than I would like to get to those. And so Arby's, maybe if I'm feeling super lazy, I'll just Uber Eats it. But it ends up costing so much that it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to do that, or DoorDash, or whatever version it is.
Yeah, unless I get like some sort of deal where it's like free delivery, or like the delivery is like less than.
Honestly, the delivery, it somehow it always adds up to more than I, because then you still are doing a tip, and it's I could have just got an extra original roast beef if I had just gone there myself. And so, yeah, Arby's is tough, but there's one kind of on the way home, but so I'll slide out there today and handle it from there. Now, I mean, I still have some pizza left there. You saw me last night late for the game. I brought a large Papa John's. Now, mm-hmm. I did the inverse yesterday. As opposed to picking it up right before I get home, I picked it up after I left and brought it here. But I still have two slices of that large Pep. You know,
you got some stuff.
Well, I got that pickup special, right? You know, $8.99 $7.99, whatever
something
it costs
like
for large one topping out of that Papa John's. So you try and get that deal. Yeah, I had $10 in Papa dough that I could spend. And so, the pizza didn't cost that much. You know, took care of business. I had some chicken with it and had
a good
little menu there. We got just like 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm not really going to get back into the Hawks. I'll have some opportunities, hopefully, in the next couple of days. Summer League, though, I'm just telling you, I'm going to be locked in. And I don't remember the last time I was like, I mean, you know me, like, if it's on TV and I'm home, I'll probably put it on.
Right.
But that's not what this is going to be. Like, Summer League this season for me in regards to the Atlanta Hawks is not going to be like, well, I'm home and I have a fourth TV, so let's just kind of throw it up. No, I think Summer League is going to be like intense focus and paying attention to. Because I'll be honest, like as much as I defend and argued in favor of Zachary Risacher, I haven't seen a lot of him. I did a lot of reading. I don't take anything away from highlights. Anyone can have a highlight tape.
Right.
But I did a lot of reading. I believe the hype. I believe the potential, and that's all good and well, but I want to see it too. And you've got a situation where we already talked about it. You're going to be playing Bronny James at some point in the Summer League. You got 4 games. And you're also going to be playing the opener is going to be against the Washington Wizards on Friday, and Alex Saar. And so I'm going to be incredibly interested in how things look. And it's not just Risacher, by the way. We've got Kobe Bufkin as well. Kind of want to see what he's doing in terms of the guard play and kind of what his role will be. I thought there was maybe going to be an opportunity for Dyson Daniels and see what he could do in Summer League. He is not going to be with the Summer League, but that's because he's going to be with the Australian national team into the Olympics. So that's what you got there. But again, very interested in Summer League. Their first game is Friday, this coming Friday. So we'll have more discussion throughout the week on Atlanta Hawks Summer League action. That's going to do it here on the Abe TL Show. I want to thank Dom Cherosky for his work today. You can hit me up when I'm off the air on Twitter at Abe Gordon. As regular, I will be with Andy and Randy throughout the week. Also, a little bit of United coverage. Actually, I'm going away next weekend, a little baseball trip. Headed to Houston, checking out the Astros and a couple other squads. So, should be pretty fun. But that's going to do it for me now. Coming right up, it is Grant McCauley from the Diamond with a lot of things to talk about, including the Atlanta Braves taking another series from the Philadelphia Phillies. More Braves discussion coming your way with Grant McCauley right here. That'll do it for me, Abe Gordon, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Your head on fire and your eyes. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.